Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
All right, computer, why don't you go ahead and chart us a course home through the Odinian Nebula, please.
Captain, I do not advise that. You know it is dangerous. And there are pirates and beasts in the space, the deep space.
Yeah, computer, just maybe do what I say, please. Go ahead and, what's with the alarms? What's going on?
I did try to warn you.
Activate Rig Geek protocols.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Bizarro, and I'm an Alakokra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling in the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. Harkos patrols with Richard, making a few rounds of the top deck before Richard stops and says that he hears something. He looks over the side of the Brava and says, "Oh no." Harkos rushes over and looks out as well, seeing four figures climbing up the side. He engages in combat with them by flying over the rail and attacking from behind. Trevor talks with the cloaked figure, who, after Trevor says he doesn't know who he is or why he is there, reveals themselves to be Rhyne, the Herald of Syraxis. He tells Trevor that because they have taken stuff from him, or the Grand Them, they are going to take something from him, and he pushes the sword against Lenara's throat. He sends Kingsley to cast a death ward on Lenara as Rhyme slits her throat. They fight, and eventually Trevor succumbs to Rhyme's power. Harkos and Richard fight the others up top, having knocked one off the side of the ship. After a couple of rounds of combat, a burst of blue-white energy comes out from the side of the ship, and a figure comes flying out, carrying something. But he's not able to identify what. Richard ends up in a precarious situation, but Harkos strikes down the last one before Richard gets more hurt. Harkos flies to the hole left behind by the explosion and finds Trevor laid out with a bleeding Lenara trying to keep him alive. Harkos drops a potion into Trevor's mouth, which raises him from almost death. Lenara tells Harkos that they had taken Evelyn and Phil. So Harkos flies ahead to the castle. Trevor and Lenara gather up some supplies, but she shows him the melted remains of his hammer, but he takes it off the ground saying that he can work with that. The pair of them head after Harkos, but they see Richard up top taking pot shots at the cloaked figure who Harkos knocked off the side, and then says that he's fine before the two of them rush off to follow. And that is where we pick back up.
I'm very badly injured. I think it could be broken. I'm going to try and put weight on it. Yes, it is definitely broken.
So Trevor and Lenara are rushing to the castle. William has met you at the gate and is taking you inside. So Trevor and Lenara, you guys are running along. I think you're taking a very similar path, but with a couple of little variation that you've done thus far.
Right. As we're going, obviously we're in a hurry. I'm going to say I apologize for any pain that caused you. I wasn't sure if my plan would work, but I'm glad it did. I'm very glad.
Well, I'm very glad that it did as well, because otherwise I would not be running alongside you. I would be in a pool of blood. I'm embarrassed that I was even in that situation. I'm not usually the type of person that gets caught.
Well, in fairness, the heralds are different than most things any of us have dealt with before.
And that was a real herald.
Yes.
We probably should have talked about this before, but that was... You had said some things, but, I mean, that's irrefutable proof.
That was not only a herald, but the herald to... Oh, frick.
Cyraxis.
God dang it. to Cyraxis, which means very bad things are yet to come.
I would say that it's about at this point. I think that it just lines up too well with what you said that it starts snowing as you say that. Well, that was ominous.
Very much. I do not like that in the slightest.
Whew. Okay. Well, whole new world. Let's get there.
Quickly.
You see she actually starts, like, she kind of refocuses up and she actually starts pulling ahead of you a little bit. And as she really starts to haul ass. Because she's a live, fast elf right. person. So, but she starts seriously hauling ass. Harkos, you and William are entering into the castle. He, as you get into the entryway, he's going to say, so why don't I go ahead and I will see what is going on, see if I can bring an emergency meeting to the council.
I do not wish to get you in trouble, but will you do me a favor and maybe express the urgency, but if possible, leave out who? I have a feeling I've made kind of an ass of myself earlier, and this is... I need to speak with them, and I can't be turned away.
Well, I can't really disagree with you, but... go ahead and roll persuasion. Do it with advantage, though, because I think that your state has kind of gotten him a little concerned.
Okay.
So that's a dirty 20 on the first one, 19 plus okay. 1. And that's a 10. So dirty 20.
Okay.
He says, I won't tell them who it is, but it's not like they're not going to know when you get in there.
I know, but at least I'll be in there.
All right. Just wait here. I'm going to go and see what's going on. Oh, I hope I don't get fired. I like this job. Okay. I'll be back.
We'll find him a good position, paid position on a pirate ship if he gets fired.
Fuck that. We could use a guard.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you stay back from the dragon killers. Stay back.
All right, so he takes off. That could turn into another Cobra situation. You have no idea.
You shut your hole.
Okay.
I'll take it. I'm good at knocking Cobas down, so.
Nah.
He goes off. It takes a long time. Like, he's gone for quite a while.
Well, yeah, it's fucking... called in during date night, so Lord knows how late it was when we finished dinner. We spent the time in here talking.
Gibbous and the elf have to do their hair and makeup before they come in.
Broke into... Fuck you. Don't ruin this for me. Broke into Trevor's dad's shop, went over, had a... I'm sure everybody fucking went to bed. And
it is wee hours of the morning at this point.
One does not show up to a council meeting with a peasant in one's pajamas. That was the queen mother teaching young Gibbous long ago.
But mother, I'm just so excited to see the peasants.
One will put on his clothes. Sorry.
It's like a zoo. I want to see the peasants.
I want to see the peasants, mommy.
Can I feed them?
Yeah, there's a little vending machine over there that you can get some. You can get some breadcrumbs out. You can have them eat out of your hand. Okay.
Oh, toss it on the ground, honey. Some of them bite.
And don't forget
your palm. Keep your hand all the way open. If they can bite, then they'll grab a hold of the skin. And you know what a peasant will do if they bite you is that they can't let go until they bite all the way through.
Don't forget
this
to test.
This is a terrible source of conversation. I don't know why we're here. Like this sounds so offensive to so many individuals within Riven. We're speaking about like the whole 99%.
Look, we all know that the royals are assholes 90% of the time. So,
why is there a door that just opened?
That was Brad's chair.
Oh, sounded like a door to me. Oh well,
I was like a door in your house when no one's there. That's a little creepy.
I added enough to know what all of these sounds are.
I think I kicked the chair was what that was.
Yeah. It takes long enough that Harkos and Lenara are actually able to get in as well.
I'm glad Harkos made it.
What?
You said Harkos and Lenara, and Brad's being a dickhead.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking Trevor and Lenara are able to make it. I've got owls on the brain. I don't know what you want from me. But I'm assuming you kind of catch Trevor and Lenara up on what's going on.
Yeah.
Like that you're just waiting. Even after that, it's still another like 20 minutes of you just standing in this entryway before you see William come down. And he looks like sweaty and tired.
Oh. Okay. I don't get paid enough for this. All right.
Speaking of, not because you said that, Harkos, when he gets back, is going to have a little... I've had time. Harkos is going to have a little gold pouch. And he's going to give it to William. And he's going to say, well, I mean, by all means...
You don't have to tell anyone about this either, but appreciate everything that you did. This is, no idea the importance.
He pushes it away. My job is to, if you're coming with something that's panicked you this much, there is something that is of a concern to me and my people. So I am not going to accept that.
Harkos is going to insist slightly, not aggressively in any way, but he's going to kind of put it about halfway back towards him and go, but I did ask you to lie and
I didn't rush lie, around per se.
I asked you to omit.
It was a lie of omission, which is somewhat different, but not really different. Listen, Harkos, I am not some Aramor guard that's just going to be bribed and I have a duty to attend to. And if my people's best intentions are what you have on your mind, then I don't need to be paid for that.
Well, it wasn't a bribe. It was an exchange. For goods and services, but I understand.
It could be taken as a bribe. It could be interpreted as a bribe.
Understood.
I am an honorable man. But the council has convened. I don't know why I had to box to make it happen, but that half-orc punches like an anvil, so this whole time he's been kind of like rubbing part of his face, and like as he takes his hand away you can see he has a good shiner on the left side.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know why that was part of the deal, but that's what he said, that he'd get his master up if I would box with him. Not fun.
Malus was his master, yeah?
Yes.
Got it.
But the council is convened and ready, so I will take you to the chambers. We won't be meeting in the throne room this time, that we'll meet, they were going to the, like, smaller, conference room type thing. Okay, I'm all right. Let's go.
I'm going to reach over and put my hand on his shoulder and say, we really do appreciate you for everything that you're doing, and I'm going to cure wounds him.
Oh, shit.
Just basic cure wounds. Where did I put my die? 9.
Okay. Well, he looks a little bit better. The shiner is still there, and he's still definitely like sweaty and tired looking, but he looks better. He's, wow. Okay. Whew. That's a jolt, isn't it? Okay. I don't know if you should be throwing away your, throwing your spell slots around like that, but that's fine. It's a very metagamey thing for me to say, because I know what spell slots are. But, yeah, anyway.
Maybe I heat metal him now. I don't know.
Fuck off. Well, that'd be rude. You make poor William get naked. Anyway, so he takes you up and takes you down a different pathway than what you took. Most of the way is the same, but he kind of makes a sudden left and takes you down a different hallway and around over to a small, like a smaller wooden door. He says, are you guys ready? Because at this hour and having to get some of them actually out of bed.
As ready as we are going to be.
They're not. Yes.
All right. So he goes over to the door and he turns the handle and then opens it and puts an arm out for you to go on in.
Harker's going to take a deep breath because this is going to suck really fucking bad. And he's going to look at Trevor and Lenara and tell them, the minimum we have to do, even if it accomplishes nothing, they need to see the damage done to the Brava. They need to see Lenara and what happened to her. It's all we have, but if this is happening, we can't not try again.
Agreed.
And then Harkos will go in.
Yeah, follow along.
Hey. And Lenara comes in behind you, along with William, who closes the door behind him. So you walk into a, like, 30 by 30 square room. A large oaken table in the middle with, like, heavy metal fittings and decorative pieces that are on it. On the table is depicted a map of Riven, with all of the ley lines painted on, all the different subcontinents all listed along with their capitals, and that you see a whole bunch of script around on each little subcontinent. Seated at the table, in the middle is not the middle of one side. One side is left open. So directly on the other side is King Gibbous Jubilee, who is wearing a purple and gold like bathrobe with his crown on top of his head, kind of a little bit off kilter. He looks like he woke up and then put on the robe and the crown. And
still has crusty drool down the side of his face.
He's got, now, I don't think that he would come with that, but he's definitely got like sleep crusties in his eye. seated to his left is Lord Tyrillian. Seated to his right is Malus with Alakandar, the half-orc, standing behind him.
Queen Mother didn't make it.
She's not here, Lee. You don't know.
Well, yeah. Which isn't me being suspicious. Lady's old. No need to get her out of bed.
I'll go ahead and be suspicious for both of us.
You go ahead and step into that role. That's fine. I'm anxious. I don't have enough energy to be suspicious.
King Gibbous looks very tired. Alakandar is standing behind Malus with his arms crossed, does not look near as beat up as William did. Lord Tyrillian is dressed to the nines, just like he was when you saw him before, completely different outfit.
That's because he wasn't even sleeping.
He could have been meditating, you don't know.
That's what I mean.
Trancing, I guess. Not meditating, trancing. I meditate, he trances.
But he is a completely different outfit than he was before. But he sits with his arms kind of folded on the table in front of him and a goblet sitting next to him. Oh, two times in one eve.
Look. And Hargo says that, and then he's going to kind of take note of where he is, and he's gonna bow to Gibbous and go, Your Highness, if I may.
Real quick, since
I was in the middle of taking a drink, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're okay. I was very fucking scared. I was like, did I piss off the king? Like, what the fuck?
So, since this is all happening in one motion, Harkos is saying that. Meanwhile, Trevor is pulling a chair out for Lenara and then pulling one out for himself and, like, not collapsing into it, but, I mean, he's still tore up pretty freaking bad. I have all of 15 HP.
Come on, I gave you 15 HP. Don't be such a fucking baby. Yeah.
So he's
if
like...
If you got any more than one HP, you're good. If you got any more than zero HP, you're good to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's still bleeding pretty well. So he's going to like sit down. Like I said, not like collapsing into the chair, but very like, ugh. And then also lean on the table, all bloodied up.
And you've brought a bleeding man and what appears to be a pirate?
Your Grace, if I may.
Oh, please, go ahead. I'm not often roused this early in the morning for an emergency meeting. I'm curious about the contents, the information that you're about to throw at me.
He's too cordial.
I'm going to be like looking up and down the line of the council as I say this, and all of you, I apologize both for getting you up so late and for my behavior before. It is not why I'm here, but it needs to be said, and I feel it better to start there than attempt to speak while that is still in your mind. The night I was having before being called on by His Highness, I don't do that. I have never done that, and it was something of a fantasy of mine, and I was very drunk. I'm still a little hazy. And moreover, I was a little angry and sad that my lifelong dream was dashed along against the rocks early because I had to go do hero things.
You see, Lord Tyrillian rolls his eyes when you say that. He like leans his head back a little bit and rolls his eyes as he kind of like readjusts himself in the chair.
As much as it makes me kick myself in the teeth, I talked about this under the trench coat. If Harkos was of a different head, conversations would happen differently. So Harkos is going to look at Lord Tyrillian and go, "And you, your lordship, specifically, I believe we got off on the wrong foot, and I was quite crude to you specifically. And accept it or don't, but I am sorry to have spoken to you in such a way. I directed a lot of what I was feeling at you because you were the one speaking. And for that, I am sorry."
He seems kind of surprised at what you're saying. I guess apology accepted.
I want to slap him so hard.
Now that that awkwardness has cleared the air, Harkus is going to go, "Okay. To the matter at hand." And he's going to kind of straighten up as much as he can. I only got hit the once, but I don't know when the fuck else I got injured, but I've been injured for like 4 sessions now. So I'm sure Harkus ain't feeling great. He's probably very fucking tired. He's got booze in his blood. His almost girlfriend is one of his best friends. Who knows how many other people are fucking in the wind. So he's going to straighten up and... Your Majesty, Council, I know this went poorly before, and again, I wasn't in the state to be having these conversations with you, but as I had William share with you, the situation has grown most dire. So I address you not as Harkos Pissarro, who quelled the peasant uprising in Aramor. I don't address you as a Alokokura from Okaido. I come to you as one of the people who fought in the mines in Iron's Edge to restore its trading routes and their ability to go back to the mountain for its bounty, and as a Cavalier Knight of Iron's Edge. And I throw myself at the council and I beg you to please listen with earnest ears. When my friend and I left earlier, we realized I screwed up, and we were very worried because of our run-in with some ruffians in your city when we first got here, and so we went and got my friend's kit back and everything, and then we went back to the ship we arrove on to make sure everything was fine. And he's going to look up and down the line again. It's not. And I know it's outlandish, and I know it's hard to believe, but there was a herald on that ship. It attacked both of them, and he's going to gesture to Trevor and Lenara. It blew a hole in the side of the ship as it left. There are still bodies of people that boarded the ship, presumably with him, that myself and another crewmate dispatched on board. But that's not the troublesome part. The troublesome part is this herald. I didn't see them well, but I saw the aftermath from when they blew through the ship. It was quite the icy ejection point. And I don't know, I've not been to Aetherport before, and I don't know what your summers are like, but my experience is it doesn't snow like it is now outside. The dragons are coming back, and the signs that are here in Aetherport, I fear that Syraxis, she's awake and she's close.
It was indeed Rhyme that attacked us. The Herald of Syraxis.
Roll a perception check for me, both of you.
That's a dirty 20.
Good for Trevor. Got a nat 1 plus 3, so
16 plus 4.
Either 4 or a passive of 13. Fuck.
I think that Trevor, I think that because you're not speaking, you're maybe paying a little bit closer attention to this. Gibbous looks like surprised. Like he looks genuinely surprised that like you name dropped and did all this stuff. And he's like, oh, like he seems kind of shocked. Tyrillion and Malus are stone-faced.
When Rhyme grabbed me, did he like grab me by the neck?
Mm-hmm.
So, in theory, despite the fact that I didn't take damage, he did do the cold thing. Would I maybe have a hint of frostbite on my neck?
Hmm.
If you said something, I didn't hear
you. High or low? I went higher low.
Let's go low.
You have just a hint. Like, just vaguely the shape of a hand. But it's barely there.
So, I'm going to, you know, straighten myself up a bit and grab a hold of my armor and my collar and pull it down and go, you're welcome to come have a look. But he had a hold of my throat. And you don't very often get frostbite like this. Not in my experience, anyways.
So Gibbous, again, like, seems super into it. Like, he leans forward. He's, like, looking at it. Very intrigued. Again, Malus and Tyrillian are just kind of, like, whatever. They just pretty much... They look at you and kind of try to see what you're showing, but they're more just... Again, stone-faced.
Look, I don't know what do I have to gain? What do we have to gain from saying these things? It's not you can talk to William. When I flew here to try and get to speak to you, I did not fly over the city screaming dragon. I only, as I got closer to the castle, was calling out for William himself, and I don't want a state of panic for these people. They're not safe, and at the heart of the matter, that's what's important. We don't need them afraid. We need them safe, and I came to you all for that. And I don't understand. What can I do? What can I do for any of you to show the validity of what I'm saying? And this is where I cut myself off. And Harkos is going to start crying a little bit because Nick is getting emotional. And he's going to continue. We were afraid when we were at Iron's Edge, and when we moved to Erremor, we were afraid because taking on these things, it's not an easy undertaking, but no one else was doing it, and we were afraid because it was just us, and in Erremor we had friends from Iron's Edge show up, and that did help. We couldn't send them in after Pylorvo. It had to be us, and it was very scary. We were very frightened. But now, with these signs, if this is Syraxis, even if it is Syraxis just weak and just waking up, I'm not afraid. I'm horrified for my own mortality. And I'm not trying to scare you into doing that. I'm letting you know that I am terrified to my core because of the things that I've heard, because of the things we've seen. It was all rough to believe at first, and then we started seeing the dragons, but it was okay. We were doing work, but if Syraxis is back, that our timetable is getting dangerously, dangerously small. And I'm not going to sit here and backpedal into berating you or anything that I did earlier, because I am sorry. That wasn't the right way to talk to you about this, but I have no reason. We have no reason. I'm a monk. He's a potter, she's a pirate. We're talking to people we have no business being in the same room with. What could we want from you? We're not asking you for anything. We are warning you that the people that you serve are in danger. The biggest danger in thousands of years. We need your help. I don't know why you were building your army, but we need it. We need you to use it. I'm not trying to take it. I don't want to be misconstrued, but it took a cabal last time, and they're gone now. We only have us. And you're going to believe me or you're not, and I really hope it's the latter. We gain nothing from you believing us other than hope.
You hear a door close behind you.
Oh, dear.
And you see King Gibbous looks past you for a moment. Mother? And you hear... Such a fine and impassioned speech. I'm impressed.
I think genuinely with the way, the confidence that I feel coming from you. So correct me if it's not necessarily confidence. But Harkos is just going to kind of drop his head because he realizes it's too late. Like his head's just going to hang in his shoulders. Thinking, presumably, that this is a very bad situation that's unraveling. Please proceed.
You've come a very long way, haven't you? Not just in terms of distance, but in terms of who you are. I remember the stories of the little egg that hatched into you.
Harkos will turn to face this woman.
And it's...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The mother.
Yeah.
And I remember sending Rhyme to greet you and to make sure that you were raised in as appropriate a way as possible.
Trevor's going to stand up and draw his sword and shield.
Harkos is going to hold out a hand in front of Trevor. Please. You're not well. Don't do anything brash.
And you, so quick to stand and defend your friend. It was that bravery, that courage we hoped to snuff. But it's no matter. Our heralds are still weak, still weaker than they should be. We have time. When we're done, we'll have all the time in the world.
genuinely, congratulations on how far you have come.
She just stands there and smiles at you. You hear Lord Tyrellius, what in the hells is going on?
Lord Tyrellian, if I could be so bold, might I have the honor of introducing you to Syraxis?
She gets a big, disconcerting smile on her face.
Oh, it's so good to hear that name.
I know.
It's been a long time.
It's probably not gonna work. But I want to try to dispel magic on her.
What are you trying to dispel?
The image, I guess?
You can try. You're going to have to roll the check to see.
Oh, man. That's plus my spell modifier, yeah. 22. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you flash her with this. And she looks over at you and just snaps her fingers.
I'm sorry. It's not time yet. They need a little bit more time with your friends.
Funny, the powerful Syraxis hides under the guise of an old woman.
What better opportunity? The buffoon listens to every word that comes out of my mouth. I feel that even now he's probably listening, thinking that this is his mother, because his mind is obviously just a little too slow to keep up with what's happening.
Damn it. Harkos is gonna look at her. I don't know where fucking sense of patriotism is coming from. Yes, I do. A roll on a d20. Harkos, when she makes that second comment, I think Harkus is just trying to gain favor, is probably why. But he's gonna snap and go, "You do not speak about the king that has held a shattered continent together that way. He may be young and manipulated by the likes of you, but he has done work that no one else has. And you are horrifying to think about the thing that I am speaking to. But you're not in power yet. You will not speak to a king that way while you are still currently beneath his control. Which is not..."
Yes.
I want to say, outside of game, that's not me being douchey. I'm not trying to say that she's below him. She can read it that way. I'm not trying to influence how Ken reacts to this, but I wanted it known. I'm not trying to be excessively cocky. Harkus is saying that she's technically a peasant. Well, she's a subject right now.
Yes, I am. I am stand in awe of the tiny ant king on his tiny little shattered ant colony. See how my old joints quiver? It's fear. I promise.
This tiny shattered ant colony took you down before by standing together.
And who's left to stand?
Convenient that you can stand there and speak so bold. If there aren't enough of us left to stand, why doesn't the great, powerful Syraxis quell the threat now? Why let us continue our crusade against you?
I'm stalling.
Mm-hmm.
If there's nothing to be afraid of, then what do you need to stall for?
Well, she already made a comment. They're doing shit to her friends.
Oh. I put things together wrong in my head, apparently.
The spell that old cabal put on me is being broken as we speak. Maybe there'll be something left of them after we're done. Maybe. I wouldn't bet on it. But the time does draw near, so I should go. I just wanted to make my formal introduction to all of you to make sure that you understood how well and truly fucked you all are. She is getting younger as she's saying these words. She's getting taller. Her skin tightens. Her eyes brighten up a little bit. Color starts to return to her hair. Yes, the time is almost here. I'm sure that I will see you again.
Oh, you can count on it.
I can count on having a fine meal that day.
It'll be a spicy one for sure.
Not the first one that I've had. Well, have fun with your ant kingdom. You won't have control of it for very much longer.
Do enjoy walking Riven, flying over it while you can. Because your brother and Harkus is going to bring his hand up and rest it on Trevor's shoulder, woke this one. And you know, we question it a lot, but I think it was so he could forge your final resting place.
First of all, correction.
It's not my brother.
Not my brother. Kin, but not kind.
From the sound of things, Kin is stretching it also.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
I said from the sounds of it, Kin is stretching it also because, I mean, they're not on the greatest terms, are they?
No. So, that is first thing.
Yes.
Much to learn about all of this, and I'm sure that you'll figure it out eventually. You seem like sharp people. But
I've beaten him once, and I will do it again.
You didn't beat him.
Did I not?
No.
It seems interesting.
You simply both got taken down by the Cabal.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not speaking about that. You think that the war that your people took away from us, do you think that that was the first one that we ever waged?
You have 15 HP, Brad. You have 15 HP, Brad. You have 15 HP, Brad. Don't be stupid.
You think that in the millennia beyond counting that we didn't war? That we just all lived in perfect peace and harmony?
I honestly do not care what you did before then.
Well, why don't you ask? You ask him next time that he talks to you about how I rent his throat, about how I tore his stomach out from him, about how I cast his lifeless body back down to Riven and stood as the sovereign Methuselah. She twitches. And with that twitch, you feel the ground beneath you quake. It is almost time. Try and run. See if you can get far enough away.
Oh, we don't run.
Has she made any effort to leave the room at all?
She's kind of like turned a couple of times, and then there's been a comment, and she's turned back. But I mean, she hasn't like made valiant attempts at it. She's been kind of in passing.
But her intent is presumably, as far as we're aware, leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But she looks at all of you. Then she looks past you to Malus. Are you ready? And you hear his chair slide out. And he stands. And he says, yes, daughter, let's go.
Pardon?
And he gets up and he walks right past you. And he goes and he opens up the door. And Alicander follows right behind him. And they exit the room. Syraxis will look out at all of you. She'll take a sidestep and does this really overly done curtsy to Gibbous. Aunt King, good day. And she turns to leave the room. And walks out.
Harkos is going to collapse into a chair with his head in his hands.
Without turning to look at everyone at the table behind me, I'm going to say, you know, part of me wants to scream at you all right now for not taking our word for this, but I don't have the strength. But I'll tell you now, despite wounds, I will give it till my last breath to defend you all as we have thus far. Believe us or not, take the situation as it is,
I don't care. But we'll be there. And if we fail, then I'm sorry. I, too, am going to leave the room.
As you're walking out, you hear King Gibbous vomit. And, oh, dear God. Multiple plural. Oh, that was scary. That was very scary.
Harkos will glance up from his hands and go, Your Highness, I appreciate your candor, but if you could not.
Lord Tyrillian, well, you hear him slide his chair back and come around the table. Sir Pissarro.
Harkos will fight his way to his feet. Yes.
I'm sorry.
I just hear lightning strike somewhere.
It's not an easy thing to ask you to believe. It's not your fault.
I honest to gods had no idea. Everything that we'd ever gotten, it obvious. Never said anything about their return.
Obviously, she was in deep. So, it makes sense.
And Malus?
I have no idea what he is.
I've worked alongside him for years. I've known him for years. I don't even know what to say.
Harkos is going to reach a hand out and place it on this man's shoulder. Listen. We can sit here and go over all the things that we didn't see, the things we didn't listen to, everything we missed. And we will die looking at all of our shortcomings. Or we can take a deep breath, drink from the cup of jubilee and put on a happy face, and we can die trying, because right now we just started losing.
No, we didn't. She didn't hurt anybody.
Oh, my God.
Your Grace, do you not know what happened before?
Well, yeah, she said who she was, and I get that, but, she left without hurting anybody. That's good news.
She took our friends before we got here. When we went back to the ship, a solid chunk of our party is gone. And based on her comments, they are a component in the breaking of the Cabal's spell on her, of which they may not survive. And they will be the first of many.
Tyrillian will look at you and then look over at Gibbous and... I need to get him out of here.
You do.
I You must forgive me. I can't. Whatever's going to happen here, I need to get him away from it.
If we win, they will need someone.
He goes over and he gives you a nod, and then he goes over and grabs a hold of Jubilee, and then just starts running with him and dragging him behind him. Trevor, Lenora comes running up behind you. Where are you going? What are we doing? What's the plan?
I don't know, but I'm sure. I'm sure we'll figure something out. But for starters, you and I need a bit of rest, as neither one of us is going to be in the shape to do anything like this.
What? Sorry, Brad. Continue if you weren't.
I think I know exactly what we need to start with, at least. And I'm going to look at Kingsley and go, find my parents. Quickly.
Are you, like, telepathically?
I'm saying it out loud. Because I don't think right now Trevor has the wherewithal to look at him and shoot it through the brain holes.
So he looks at you, and he looks back over at Lenora, and he looks at you.
We need their help. Both of them.
You know, if what your father said is correct, your mother might be in a very dangerous position right now.
This is the voice I used for him, right? It was kind of uppity British.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. She's a strong woman. We need her.
If you say so, I will head their way.
Were you going to say something else to him?
No, he's just going to... Okay. I'm going to give him a nod.
Hey, he looks back over at Lenora, and then he pushes off of your shoulder and starts flapping down the hallway.
Akos! We're heading to the shop.
What was on this table? You said it was a map.
It's a map of Riven.
Like a paper map or a topographical type model thing.
It is painted on the surface.
Okay. Is there anything else on the table?
Like parchment and quill and ink for each position, handful of like law books, that kind of stuff.
Harkos clears the table and says, William, my things, please.
He brings them over and he sets them on the table.
Harkos is going to... Trevor, you definitely called out. Harkos 100% ignored you.
I was going to say, I'm probably outside of the room at this point, but I made sure to yell loud enough that you could hear me. What you do with it is up to you.
Yeah, Harkos 100%. I haven't decided whether he actively ignored you or he's not there right now. Harkos is going to dig in his bag and find his thing with the egg pieces, and he's going to dump it on the table. And like... like paranoid OCD start fucking with it because of the shit that woman said.
Oh.
Roll an intelligence check with advantage.
Okay. Huh.
Good thing it's with advantage, because that's a 9. And that is a natural 20.
Oh, shit.
The first ever natural 20 I've had on this fucking egg check. And it only took breaking me a little bit. Many, many times.
So you start furiously working at this thing. You probably don't even notice, but like William is like staring at you, like trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, Harkos is super tunnel visioned in his own world.
I would say after like a minute or so of this, like William leaves and he goes like, Trevor? Are you Trevor?
We were definitely walking away. Not fast. So
Trevor!
Do I hear him?
I think he's calling out loud enough and you're saying that you're not walking like super fast, so
no, because yeah, I don't think he's got the energy to at this point. Like the adrenaline's wore off and it's so that yes.
Harkos is doing some weird crap back here. I need you.
I fucking love William, man. William and Richard both. I think I'm just in a damaged place and these normal people are making me feel good.
Head back.
Hey, so you walk back, you see Harkos is furiously like working at this little puzzle. Harkos, you start to it starts to just make sense. It starts to just come together. These little tiny pieces, even though you've stared at this thing over and over and over and over again and made such small little pieces of progress, you start getting chunks of it put together. And after a few more minutes, a surprisingly short amount of time for how complex this seems, it just makes sense. And then you kind of break out of your trance and you look at the table, and sitting on the table is an egg. A completely formed egg with black and silver scales.
Harkos?
I think from behind you'll see his like shoulders rising and falling as he's like, because he's
breathing like, so hard.
Yeah, breathing so heavy.
You're staring at it, just kind of absorbing what this is. It's just there. And then you see a crack form at the top of it, and it slowly starts spreading to the bottom and then splits open, not like falls open, just splits open like it's meant to. And in the middle of it is a small silver rod with what appears to be a clawed hand that's gripping something, but it's not a hand. It's a dragon's claw holding a piece of parchment with black talons on a silver claw. But there's holding this piece of parchment.
Harkos will reach in there and grab it.
And as soon as you touch the parchment, these metallic fingers curl open and hold it in its palm.
So he'll take pause as that happens, and then kind of take a deep breath and grab it and go to look at it.
You unscroll it, and at the top it says, "Our dearest Harkos." There is far too much to explain in a single letter. But I hope that after the time that it takes you to figure this out, and whatever events have transpired between now and then, that you'll have started to understand a little bit. To seek guidance, search out two. Our heralds, Ravus and Avalon.
Oh, shit.
And they will guide you. Even though we've never gotten to meet you, we've never gotten to touch you or raise you or just speak to you, know that we love you.
Oh, shit!
Your loving parents, Onyx Yath and Arrow Arath. And that, my friends, is where we're going to call it for tonight.
Whoa. That, oh my gosh, that's...
Yep.
Oh, man.
under the trench coat time. Thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, can you please offer us some support? You can do that a couple of different ways. The first way would be through our Patreon. We are good little warlocks, and we offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. Go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek. You can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at RitGeekPodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek, or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, I'm hoping that you are in a good enough mental place to handle the outro. This week, you are...
Please leave a message.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Nick, this week you are the sound cleric of the knowledge domain. Through your studies into the arcanaudial arts, you have been able to find the deep magic and able to bring out the best in our voices and story. Can you please read us something fun to go out on? Please?
It's going to be a hooty hoo from Nick and Harkos as things got turned up to 11 on episode 87. Tune in next week to see what awaits us in episode 88. This week, I did another musical number. Really wasn't looking forward to it before. Super not looking forward to it now.
I wasn't expecting you to do the... Okay, nope, I'm sorry.
We will see how this turns out. Without further ado, here's the parody for episode 87. Good luck to me, I guess. How does a bald potter, random fighter, and bird that's a coward manage to overthrow Pi Lorvo's power? How can they continue to press on and on, constantly forging stronger and stronger bonds? Yo, turns out they form something special, a family forged in fights, fire, and blood. They're constantly confused and arguing about forms of travel. Everyone give it up for our favorite group of rough rabble.
The B-Team.
We cross a riff in with trains, making dragons drop and bottling their remains.
The B-Team.
And we'll never stop until we get Cyrexus off the top and save the continent.
The B-Team.
Watch us escaping them, enraging them, and defaming them. Ha!
The B-Team.
We got the friends for the fight.
The B-Team.
And listen to Trevor's plight. He's right. They can't all be dicks. We have to give them all a choice despite their past tricks. We could end this war with strong allies if this is all true. But for us to join up, we need to know he's not corrupt. His name?
Numerath.
Look, I know he saved you, gave you power, and set you out to save.
Numerath.
But we have to know what he needs. What if he puts us in an early grave?
Numerath.
No one's matching for power since that fatal hour the Cabal cracked the continent.
Numerath.
You want us to back dragons, Brad?
Numerath.
Gotta prove they're not bad. Gotta prove they're not bad. You know you gotta prove the dragons ain't bad. Brad, I know that your thoughts are for the better, but the proving it down to the letter is the only way forward, Brad.
Numerath, the firstborn son, we have such high hopes for you. If you turn on us later, Brad will have a twitchy eye. Oh, Numerath, firstborn son, we are putting so much faith in you. If we have you in the final fight, we may see a glimmer of light. Riven will forever praise your name, Numerath.
Thank you for the sneeze, Benson. That's what I got. Holy for those who didn't know, it's Guns and Chips from Hamilton, and I hate myself.
Holy shit. That was good. Kudos. Fucking huge-ass kudos, because damn.
Yeah.
Thanks. I honestly don't even know what just happened. I'm kind of not here at the moment, so...
Stop recording.
This is Captain Harkos of the HMS Pissarro. I'm trapped in deep space. They got the engines. The ship's in trouble. I don't even know where I am. I don't even know if anyone's gonna hear this.
Captain Harkos, I'm picking up a ship incoming.
Well, can you hail him? Can you get him over here, please?
No. It appears that communications are offline. But it does appear that the ship is the HMS Iron Jaw.
Oh, Trevor. It fucking figures. Just signal him somehow, please. We're running out of air.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.